Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I have a story for you. As you know, my daughter Cora, who is three, cut her hair maybe about 6 weeks ago, and it was horrific. We had no choice but to shave it. It was that or a mullet. So that was devastating. And then maybe a few days after that, she was playing outside with a little girl in our neighborhood, and they had a dog, a black lab. Cora threw the ball. The dog brought the ball back, and Cora turned abruptly and crashed right into this gnarly old tree trunk, and it split her eyebrow. So she had to get stitches. Well, Cora's a person who loves to use her hands. She touches everything and gets into everything. So she ended up picking the stitches in her eyebrow. So we put on a bandage. And, you know, it's already sad enough. She's bald, and then she has the stitches, and she used to be so cute. And oh, how sad, right? And she's my last child, so of course, I want her to be really cute. Don't get me wrong. She's still cute, but just in a different way. She picked the stitches. We put on the bandage. And then the next day, her skin had reacted to the bandage with a rash on both sides. Her little fingers back to action, picking the rash. So she had the stitches and little sores that she kept picking. And this went on for weeks, and we kept saying, Cora, you can't touch it. If you stop touching it, we'll go to the water park. If you don't touch it, we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. We thought of everything, and sure enough, she would wake up the next day with a little bit of blood. She had touched it, and it was never going to heal. So we practically gave up, but we just kept thinking and talking about it, and it occurred to me, hey, I've heard of people duct taping diapers onto their kids, especially for those kids who get their diapers off and get poop everywhere. Well, it happens. Those of you who don't have kids, it does happen. So I thought, okay, let's tape some mittens on her at night. We'll duct tape them around her wrists, not so tight that it cuts off the circulation, but tight enough that she can't pull the gloves off. And that was 4 days ago. Lo and behold, miracle of miracles, the skin is almost completely healed. And now she looks in the mirror and says, Mom, my owies are going smaller and smaller. My skin is smooth. And then she tells everyone about this. And then she notices her hair is growing. My hair is getting longer too. She's just so excited. She finally sees that there is progress. And this is kind of a great analogy, I decided, for life. Sometimes when you feel like you have tried everything and there's nothing you can do and you're completely trapped and you're just going to be scarred for life, something will present itself to you and you just have to be open enough to receive it. And we were open through the act of talking about our options and thinking and wondering. And I want to encourage you to think and wonder a little bit more. Whenever you face that next hard time, whenever you're facing a problem you just can't figure out, sometimes we'll close our minds and think, that's it, there's nothing to be done. We just have to suffer through. Well, 99% of the time, there is another way. You just have to open your mind. And I like to recommend, of course, that quiet time each day when you listen to your intuition or listen to God or the universe or a higher power, whatever you believe. Listen. Let those thoughts come. And sometimes the greatest clarity happens when you're doing some type of walk or time in nature where you're moving, kind of raising your energy, and that clarity can come. And that has worked so many times for me. So stay open and find those new solutions. They will come. And that is my happy bit for today. And I will see you next week when I talk with Elizabeth Ryder all about taking action and not quitting. Until then, make it a fantastic weekend. Enjoy yourself. Stay open to the possibilities. And I will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.